What's on your mind? Brought to you today in part by our friends at Newsmax. Do you know they are the fastest growing cable outfit in America right now? Newsmax, real news for real people. If you haven't seen it yet, check it out. You're going to like it. Just last week, President Trump even said Newsmax is really good. That's what he said, really good. And a lot of folks agree with President Trump about Newsmax TV. About 30 million Americans regularly watching it now. I watch it all the time and go to Newsmax.com for headlines throughout the day. I also love Newsmax shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, Lindsey Keith. They got Huckabee on the weekends, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, and never afraid to report real news. Never. So join President Trump's. Start tuning in today. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you could switch. That's what I did. Went to Roku. And you can get it now on free on most smart TVs. Samsung, Sony, LG, LG, or you can go to Roku as I did. Pluto, Zumo, Amazon Fire, and YouTube. Just buy a little Roku box at the store. Go to the hardware store. Buy a Roku box.
They're like $30.
Yeah, and then you get essentially cable from your wireless in your house.
Yeah, we just did that too.
It works fantastic. Pluto, Zumo, Amazon Fire, YouTube has it too, and millions have already downloaded it free on the Newsmax app as well. So I'm hoping Midco, who they claim now are talking, they're at least talking. I don't know what there's to talk about, but they're talking. So we'll find out more about that and keep you posted. I said I'd switch back if Newsmax is on Midco. They're not on Cable One either, so if you have that one, I'd do something about that. All right, next guest on What's on Your Mind on a busy Monday is the FreedomWorks economist, former White House advisor, and our good pal, uber author of lots of great books, including about this unbelievable energy economy we have out near North Dakota, Stephen Moore, back with us. Steve, how are you?
Hey, Scott. Well, doing pretty well, hanging in there. I'm worried about the future of our country right now. But we're doing pretty decently, and I just hope Biden doesn't screw it up.
Well, he's screwing it up mightily already, but at least we're on offense. It does feel better to be on offense than some of this stuff rather than just constantly playing whack-a-mole on defense, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, it does. And you know, there was it's only one little data point, but there was a special election in the Dallas area for a vacated congressional seat. So the first election since, you know, the Biden election. And boy, the Democrats got walloped. I mean, the Republicans won, by about a 2-1 margin. And that was a seat that Trump won by, 3 points. So it was a very, swing district, and it went heavily Republican. I think Americans are just getting sick of the spending and the debt and the taxing and the war on American energy and the path to the Supreme Court. You get rid of, right to work laws. It's just one thing after another. And Biden said he was not going to be another Bernie Sanders, but right now you'd have to say he's almost to the left of Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, you can't even make it up. I have to think, too, the midterms are the thing, but it's almost as though, Steve, that all of these executive orders were planned. It feels like Obama's touches all over them, and they know politically this is untenable, but they're just throwing as much at us as they possibly can, knowing at some point there's going to be a correction. Do you feel that way, too?
Yeah, it's a rapid fire. So, look, and by the way, I just want to correct one thing you said, actually. I got to tell you, I mean, right now, Joe Biden makes Barack Obama look like Ronald Reagan. I mean, I can't believe how much further to the left Biden is. Remember, we used to think of, Obama as a big left winger. I mean, Biden's policies are insane. They're crazy. This guy's going to bankrupt our country.
Well, I guess I meant in the executive orders.
I know. But even there. Yeah. Oh, I know. I'm just kind of kidding you. But I mean, I look back at least, let me put it like this. Obama's crazy. Remember the shovel ready projects? Remember that, Scott?
We
talked about 800. That was 800 billion. 800 billion. Biden's talking about 6 trillion.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. That's what I mean. It's almost like they know this is not sustainable. Yeah. Probably knows the election was stolen, which, Mike Lindell and his team every day comes out with a new data point. Now Arizona's actually recounting and matching the actual ballots to the machines. So we'll see. I see the president's feeling a little confident about that today and says the election of 2020 will now be known as the big lie. So maybe they know that.
Yeah.
Maybe they know that and they say, hey, we got to just ram as much of this through as we possibly can. I don't know. But it's a scary time. But you're right. Biden's worse than Obama. And that's, I can't tell who's running the show. I can't believe Joe Biden is. He can't even complete a sentence. And even from a teleprompter, and he evidently gets some sort of shot in the hind end every once in a while to get a little energy when he's got to give a speech. But when he doesn't, it's embarrassing. I mean, who do you think's running the show?
It's clear he's just reading the scripts, right? And so what you've gotten is, you know, the people like Susan Rice and others who come in and they are hardcore left wingers. And in every agency of government now, I mean, the deep state, as bad as it was under Trump, and Trump did his best to control the deep state, is now reinfiltrated with leftists everywhere. And they are not, you know, pro-America free enterprise. They are race baiters. You know, they are people who want to. I mean, look, I believe North Dakota is a right-to-work state, is it not, Scott?
It is a right-to-work state, yep.
Yeah, you're right to work. Well, you know, there's so many bad policies of Biden, it's hard to keep track of them all. But here's one that people haven't paid attention to. Out of the House of Representatives, they passed a bill, Pelosi passed a bill, what, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, that would basically abolish right-to-work laws in 27 states, including North Dakota and South Dakota and Montana. And, well, no, I believe Montana is not a right-to-work state, but Utah, all the states in the, except for Montana and that mountain region are right-to-work states. And that means, you know, I'm not against unions, folks, but I am very much against forcing a worker to join a union and pay union dues, especially for political beliefs they don't believe in. And yet Biden would basically, with one stroke of the pen, would basically force millions and millions of people around the country and thousands of people in North Dakota to join a union against their will. That's crazy. That's not America.
No, it sure isn't. And I would add this, the unions are speaking out against Biden policies in record numbers for a Democratic administration. Keystone XL Pipeline, a prime example.
Yeah.
And I talked last week with Brandon Judd, who represents the Border Patrol Council. And they are furious at the Biden reversal of all the Trump policies that were working and creating, as he said, a magnet at the border for what now estimates are a million illegal immigrants already here. Actual law breaking, and we're looking the other way. And FEMA is paying the NGOs. Do you know this, Steve? FEMA is paying the NGOs. The NGOs then pay for plane tickets. Once these illegal immigrants get through security at the airport, there's no NTA, notice to appear, there's no tracking, there's no nothing. They're here, and they have a level of status in the U.S., paid for by the U.S. government right now. 1 million
and by
illegals.
The way, and Scott, but you know the other thing they're not doing? They're not testing them for COVID. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yep.
So, look, I'm very much, as you know, I'm very much in favor of immigration, but it has to be legal. It has to be lawful. It has to be, you know, in a way that we're actually making sure that people are coming in, you know, are not criminals. They're not drug smugglers. They're not people who have COVID. You know, we can't have people coming in infecting, other Americans. All those safeguards have been thrown asunder. And so, that's a really bad thing. They do want to pack the Supreme Court. They do want to get rid of the filibuster. They do want to make D.C. 51st state, which would require a constitutional amendment. But, you know, you asked me why they're doing what they're doing, and it's this. They are drunk with power right now. And by the way, they have one seat majority in the Senate with Kamala Harris, you know, basically blocking, breaking the tie. And they have, out of 435 members of Congress, they have, I think, a six seat majority out of 435. This is the slimmest majority ever. And they are changing all the rules. Our system, Scott, is based on checks and balances. Our founding fathers developed an amazing, an ingenious system that protects the rights of the minority, that makes sure that we don't pass bad laws in a rash of, sentiment. And yet they're ramming through the guardrails. And if we need to get people to rise up now, I mean, this is a spooky moment for the country. And they're not stopping. I mean, $6 trillion of spending? Are you kidding me? That's more money than we spent, folks, to finance by borrowing the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War One, World War Two, and the Cold War. No, we're going to spend that much money and borrow? It's crazy.
You're right. And I remember a conversation you and I had at CPAC 2009, and we had an idea what the Obama-Biden spending proposals were, and we said, holy buckets, and it looks like child's play now. It looks like child's
play.
And I see they're now even acknowledging there may be
They have this new idea they've come up with called, maybe you've heard of this, modern monetary theory. And what it is, it just says we can just keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing forever. I mean, everyone knows. I mean, you have to have a PhD in economics from some left-wing school to believe that. But that's what they're show me anywhere where that's worked. Anywhere in the world, anytime.
We put that in a place in my house over the weekend. We're planning on great success with that plan. Yeah.
Modern monetary theory.
Be homeless in a month.
Honey, I got to go buy some more stuff at Best Buy.
Need a chainsaw.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'll just charge it on the credit card.
more with Stephen Moore after this. Your questions or comments, welcome for two. Stay tuned. This year, pretty darn quick, May 11th, days away, folks. This year, the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, something you're going to want to be at. This starts on Tuesday. Goes Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week. 70 speakers and presenters, insights on the latest issues impacting oil and natural gas development, and you'll learn firsthand what the future holds for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. CEOs and executives not previously featured at the conference include Bob Phillips, the CEO of Crestwood Midstream, all about gas capture infrastructure; Chris Kendall, the CEO of Denbury Resources, all about enhanced oil recovery and what they're doing in Bowman County; Dan Clark, a VP from ConocoPhillips, talk all about their Great Plains business unit and how important that is to, a mega player in oil and gas, ConocoPhillips; Kelsey Warren, the developer of the Dakota Access Pipeline, chairman of Energy Transfer. He and I are going to do a fireside chat. You get to know Kelsey a little bit and find out just how important that is, what the status is on increasing the capacity to 1 million barrels a day amid some great uncertainty of a federal court's overreach right now. The deadline is today for everybody to file what they want to file. Probably be hearing tomorrow. You got an activist judge who wants more than anything to shut it down. You can't even believe it. So that's obviously timely. Mike Summers, president and CEO of API and the State of American Energy. So a lot of topics. You're not going to want to miss it. Everything from geology in the basin, navigating this horrific uncertainty that is the regulatory environment, homegrown innovations that are great, well site solutions, natural gas production and capture opportunities, advancing Bakken technology, value added energy and innovation, developing smart pipelines like we do, and get a load of this. Oh, I forgot the keynoter, Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, closing out the conference on Thursday on the value of American energy to the world. If that doesn't convince you, you need to be there. I don't care if you're a shop owner. I don't care if you got a widget you make that might work for the industry, or you're a public official and wants to know what kind of tax generation will be in the future. Oil and gas powers everything in North Dakota, water projects, road projects, schools. WBPCND, WBPCND.com, Bismarck Event Center, May 11, 12, and 13. And oh, by the way, Steve Moore is going to be there, too. You can't miss that, can you?
I can't wait. I will be there. We'll be in Bismarck, right? Not Fargo, but Bismarck.
Bismarck, yep. That's where every other year the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference is there. Yeah, should be.
I am coming. What a lineup, by the way. My goodness. How many people do you expect to be there?
I haven't asked lately. Some of the companies have no travel restrictions on their employees right now. So it's hard to say, but this is an event that it would have upwards of, I think the high water mark was like 7,000 people. So, I don't know, maybe? It's just you got to be there. You got to be there.
Yeah. Well, you got to be there because right now, we just spent the last, segment talking about, what they're doing on the fiscal front. But ladies and gentlemen, I mean, Biden and his left-wing allies, Schumer and Pelosi, they have declared war, Scott. They have declared war on American energy. I mean, there's no other explanation. And by the way, the biggest winners from Biden's energy policies, Saudi Arabia, Russia, Iran, OPEC, and China.
No question about it. And, you know, again, if you buy into what the left wants on their, you know, climate change and all the bans on, and they're slow walking permits now at the federal level. They're banning federal lands for drilling. They're just going at it from all fronts. If you buy into what they want to, quote unquote, make the environment better, all they're going to do is push this production to other places that have less regulatory, you know, constraints on it anyway. So the air is going to be just as impacted. That's what drives me crazy. There's no positive impact from what they want. It'll get worse.
None whatsoever. So here's the other thing, because I know you have a lot of ranches out there in North Dakota. Did you know that their latest thing is not just to abolish cars and the combustible engine? Do you know what their latest thing is? They want to get rid of cows. Cows.
I do. They want to.
How are you going to find them all?
It's laughable. But don't laugh, because this is true, folks. They actually believe that this is that the way to stop the rising temperature of the earth, the so-called rising temperature of the earth, is to get rid of people eating meat and getting rid of cows. I'm not making this up, folks.
You think
these liberals, they say hamburgers are what are causing global warming.
Biden is saying don't eat meat, and they're saying cow flatulence it harms the environment. You can't make it up.
Yes.
If you want some common sense,
as fast as I can. I mean,
I know. Me too.
No, but the new thing is they've done a big, they've during all this, you know, climate change research, it's not flatulence, it's belching.
Oh, excuse me. The other end. Yeah. Kyle's got to stop. You can't make it up. If you want common sense.
I'm not making this up.
If you want common sense on energy, read Steve's book, Fueling Freedom, Exposing the Mad War on Energy. It's a fantastic book. He's written many. Pretty darn good. Let me play Joe Biden from last week, and I want your take on this. Back to the spending here. Go ahead and roll.
Yeah. It's a once in a generation investment in America. It's the biggest jobs plan in this country since World War II. And here's what it does. It creates jobs rebuilding and modernizing our roads, our highways, our bridges, our ports, our airports. It will provide clean drinking water for every American.
We don't have that now?
The 21st century. Infrastructure isn't just steel and concrete. It's people. And it's time we start paying people who come to our homes and care for people that love them and going to take care of them.
Yeah, people honking their horns because they...
eight cars there.
Yeah. So this is his $1 trillion infrastructure bill that, like the $2 trillion COVID relief, isn't about COVID relief. This one isn't about infrastructure. It's about buying electric cars. Buying electric cars.
And good paying union jobs.
How are we paying for all this, Steve? How are we paying for it all?
Yeah, modern monetary theory. We're going to print money, and it's not going to cost us anything. It's free. It's like unlimited credit card, folks. And so, by the way, it's I counted $2 trillion from the first so-called COVID relief bill, which, by the way, was simply a blue state bailout.
Yep.
Right? That was just a bailout of the blue states that shut down the economy. Then $2 trillion for the Green New Deal, because the infrastructure bill is just the Green New Deal. You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is doing cartwheels. She's so happy. And then another $2 trillion. Now they're calling infrastructure. I mean, you got to hand it to these people. They're amazing. They're pretty good at marketing. So they're saying, Medicaid and child care subsidies and daycare and babysitting. We used to call it babysitting, right? Now they're calling it daycare. That's infrastructure. Yeah, but that's human infrastructure. Mm. You know, you and I probably are old-fashioned. We think of infrastructure as fixing the potholes in the road and fixing our bridges. No, social programs are now infrastructure.
I have 30 seconds left. How long before they undo all of the positive that Donald Trump created under the plan you and Larry Kudlow and others put together? How long before they absolutely shred that?
So the next year is going to be really good because, you know, Biden's the luckiest guy in the history. I mean, you know, the vaccine is the stimulus. So the next year is going to be really good. We're going to see strong, strong growth. But then I think you get the hangover effect from all the debt, all the spending, all the taxing, all the borrowing, and all the bonds. And so I think, you know, by 2000, and by the way, I'm not rooting for this. I root for America. But you got to stop the spending, got to stop the taxes, stop the regulating, stop the war on American energy. We need everybody to rise up now in opposition to this.
All right. We'll finish this conversation with Steve at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. You're exactly right. Thank God for Donald Trump. and giving us at least the foundation to weather the storm here, but it won't last forever. Thanks, Steve. Good to see you. Talk to you next week. More on What's on Your Mind, a conversation about race coming up.
See, Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in.
You know what Billy needed? He needed, Billy Lives Matter is what he needed. He needed, you know, a little social justice is what he needed, and he wouldn't, that wouldn't have happened to him.
Right?
If you live your life as a victim, things never get better. They don't get better. We're going to talk about that in a minute here today with my friend Kevin from Mississippi. That's who I first knew him. Kevin from Mississippi. And now we've kept up a conversation, get together once in a while, and talk about things that are in the news. And certainly the racial divide in this country is as challenging as I've ever known it in my time. So welcome your calls, questions, and comments on that today, too. Action Movers is now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. I wanted you to know this. This is their lowest advertised rate in 20 years. And it's $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is say, Scott. I want the Scott deal. And you get $99 an hour for two men in a truck. Now, it's not only the lowest local move rate, but you get the best movers in the state. That's phenomenal. These are the professionally trained. They have background checks. Best of the best. They're veteran-owned. They're family-owned. They've been doing this since 1932. North Dakota's best moving company, bar none, Action Movers. Call now at 566-5532. Ready for the number again? 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of $99 per hour for two men in a truck when you mention Scott. You know, think of this. Clean out a basement.
Oh, man.
Take it to the landfill.
Yeah, it's that time.
Stuff you put off forever, right? Whatever it is. Or you're moving an office or whatever. I have to say, before I started talking to the team at Action Movers, I always just think of them for big moves, right? They move a lot of the Air Force Base personnel all across the globe, right?
Commercial stuff,
And they're good at it. Big moves, interstate moves, but they also do a lot in town as well. And now, at that rate, you can't go wrong. ActionMovers.com. Or call 701-566-5532. Let me get a quick call in here from John in Minot, who's been waiting a while to talk about our topic from last hour. John, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah, what was this wildfire act you were talking about this morning? Or did I misunderstand you?
Misunderstand me about what?
What you were talking about, wildfire.
No, we weren't. Yep. We had a Bastiat member on today on the program. Yep.
What is it?
Well, again, different things to different people. The member we had on, I think, is essentially a conservative Republican that didn't see enough conservative in the Republican Party, so he's that. For others, it's more of a libertarian strain. I've always argued, look, you're not out to change the Republican Party. You're really out to be a different party, so just be a different party. But it's different things to different people. And Bob was concerned about some of my comments rather being too critical, so I invited him on to talk about it. So that's what we did last hour.
I never heard that before. I was kind of curious. Thank you.
Say again?
I never heard that before without anything about them.
Now you do.
I was kind of curious.
Now you do. And again, Charlie Kirk and I had this conversation when he's in town. He talked about, you know, the Bastiat movement being purist. And he thought it was odd for a group of Republicans to identify as Bastiats, given Bastiat's history, but also acknowledge there's good things in the Bastiat. I mean, gun rights is things they do very well. Free speech they do very well. Just in general, I think there's so much more to the Republican Party. Here's my biggest beef with it. If you get to write the rules, it's easy to win. It's easy to win when you write the rules. Simple as that. And the Bastiats / libertarian wing of the party, the Republican Party, has paid attention to the platform. Nobody else has. And same thing on this vote scoring they're doing to censure members. They're writing the rules, and then they're so it's fixed. Unfortunately, it's fixed. That's just. Again, I'm happy to continue to talk about it. Another texter says, the Republican Party platform was written by the Bastiats. It caused major trouble last fall when it came out. But one of their platforms with one of the platforms, LGBT. They always lean on that. The spending issue, yes, it went up because the state received billions and billions of federal aid. General fund spending only went up 3%. Pretty common sense increase across North Dakota for businesses, too. I think there's a role for conservative Republicans to say, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, North Dakota Republican Party, you're spending too much. I don't think that's new. Sometimes the legislature spent more than governors propose. And, you know, so you can't put it all on governors. Ed Schaefer had these battles way back about spending too much against it with his legislature. So, you know, I think it's good to have a conservative wing. I think the majority of the Bastiats have become about settling scores rather than having the Republican Party be more conservative. That's all. On to the next topic we go. I'm pleased to welcome to the program a friend, Kevin from Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
Who we met at a Black Lives Matter rally in Fargo some time ago. I saw him standing in front of me watching the events. I said, can we have an interview? We did, and a friendship came of that. Now he's a North Dakota resident. He's married off since we saw him last. Congratulations.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you do that?
I did.
Yeah.
Good man.
He's a married man. And so, first of all, let's talk about the current environment.
Mm.
Does it make you sad right now to see this... us versus them, these violent protests, these, you know, the George Floyd situation continued, obviously, into the trial. I mean, I feel like it's the worst it's ever been in my lifetime.
Oh, 100%. Definitely, even for me as a much younger person of this generation, and being able to see how things have changed from where it's almost like we don't know what the standard is anymore. It's like it's society determining who's right and who's wrong, based off, you know, who people are and not what the law says.
And you and I have talked about Black Lives Matter before, just the entity that's become sort of the voice
right.
of social justice.
Correct.
Right? And you're not a fan.
Not at all.
Why?
It's because I've paid attention and I've observed it over time, and I started to realize that even as a person of faith, like as a believer in Christ, I had to actually sit down with his word and pay attention and see the differences between social justice and biblical justice. It's not the same. So for any Christian trying to figure out, well, if God is a God of justice, well, we have to realize what kind of justice is God talking about. It's not the same as the justice that we see in our world today. In our societal justice, it's not if you do wrong, then you receive a consequence. It's if you do wrong, why did you do wrong? Is there something wrong with you? Is there something in your family? Is it, and there's all of these things around it that trying to maybe cover up the actual crime that was committed to try to, I don't know, somehow.
One evil's lesser than
justify,
another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So somehow, exactly. It's this human behavior where we want to justify our wrongdoings. Like, well, I did it this, and it makes it a good reason.
So and that's not godly ever.
That's not godly at all, because what we're doing now in today's time is we're making evil things good and good things evil. So that's why we have this divide, this us versus them, because if we say, no, that's bad, you shouldn't do that, and if something happens to you because you messed up, like, then that's the punishment that comes with it. There's a natural consequence for every action. So it's like you can't say, you can't say, like, if you tell a child not to touch a hot stove and they touch it, they're going to get burned. Like,
I did it because you didn't give me the candy I wanted, Mom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's not, you can't put the blame on somebody else, and it goes back to this victim blaming where these people or anyone who feels victimized and say, well, because this happened to me, this is why how I behave. It's like, no, because in spite of what has happened to me, I'm still going to continue to live my life according to what I know is the law of God.
Yeah, I mean, the ultimate victim that walked this earth was Jesus, right?
100%.
And he didn't walk around saying I'm a victim.
Right, not at all.
Right, so I just think this whole victim... what's the word I'm looking for? It's like a it's like another form of slavery.
100%.
To try and tell people they are victims and tell them, you know, this country did this to you.
Right.
This person did this to you.
Uh-huh.
Am I right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, and that, isn't that another form of slavery? Isn't that another form to sort of get some people into a particular way of thinking and get them to feel like they're victims? Who's ever thrived having been told they're a victim or using their victimhood?
Right. You're exactly right. I mean, like when we think about even scripture in itself, like there are people who can think that they're free, but still slaves internally. And it's like, when we get to the root and not the fruit, so what we're basically talking about in our society now is things that happen, but nobody wants to talk about the heart issues that certain people have. And it's like, that's what it comes down to. When Jesus walked this earth, he didn't carry himself the way that people think that he should have. And so they disregarded him or they rejected him because he didn't carry himself as a victim, even though he was victimized. It's because his heart was for other people. So many people's hearts are for themselves, and his heart was for the will of God and not himself. I mean, well, not for just like in a selfish, prideful way, but in to do the will of God. And if we can continue to carry that same type of mentality, I would definitely be 100% sure that things would change dramatically. But it's because it's not that way. It's everybody's, you know, me. They're this about me.
And everybody's not just on the race issue.
Yeah.
On a lot of things.
There's so many things.
Yeah,
it's
sort of the selfie,
yeah,
you know, craze, yeah, that's, yeah, out, yeah, there. It is just, yeah, yeah, everything's about me, and that's just ungodly.
Yeah.
It is.
100%.
I mean, you're not, I miss Martin Luther King in this debate, or a Martin Luther King-like figure.
Right.
Because Martin Luther King didn't run around. I mean, he took the cause of people who were, in my eyes, actual victims, right?
Right.
I mean, that was the time when we were, you know, okay, you can't go to that school because of the color of your skin, right? You,
mm-hmm,
can't sit at that counter because of the color of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see us today oppressing back black people in that way. Am I missing that?
Right, 100%. And that's what I would even say is that I've noticed in this generation that we've gotten to the point where when we expect change to happen immediately.
Right.
It's like, if you pay attention to the generations before us, things have changed, and we should be able to look up to God and say, he's the only person who's made this happen. Like, thankful for great orators like Martin Luther King, but there are even certain topics and beliefs that were in his mindset and way of thinking that I don't even necessarily agree with as a black man. And it's like, there were times where I paid attention to some of his teachings where he was wrong on the gospel. Was he very inspirational? Yes. But were there times where he preached more black liberation rather than a heart issue, not based on the color of my skin, but just based on the fact that I am a sinful human being and I need a savior?
Interesting. You and I talked during the event where we met each other, which was about, again, sort of the strife after the Black Lives Matter event. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the riot that was downtown Fargo. It was the more peaceful event.
100%.
But there was a lot of rhetoric there that was, you know, anti-law enforcement and whatnot.
Right.
And you said something about George Floyd that I want to cover when we come back.
Perfect.
And talk a little bit about the whole Justice for George Floyd movement as well. Kevin from Mississippi. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my friend Kevin from Mississippi. And we're talking about race. And we're also going to play something Joe Biden said about the current state of race relations and get Kevin's take on that, too. If you have a question or comment, our final segment coming up. He's going to stick around for a Teddy Talk after the show. That's the leftovers today. So you can watch that later on our social media, too. And at frankspeech.com.
Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Free lifetime powertrain warranty on most vehicles. Buicks, GMCs, late model used cars, up to 18% below MSRP on 2021 Buick SUV models, but you need professional grade. And that's why there's GMC. 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 crew cab models, a $5,750 purchase allowance. Get the details, find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Any fresh baked muffin today. They make the best homemade fresh baked muffins at PetroServe USA. Take your pick, 99 cents today. And don't forget the 4-for-4 special, hot stuff, personal pan pizza. And two cookies, they're homemade too. 20-ounce drink, 4 items, 4 bucks at every PetroServe USA location, all throughout North Dakota, Bismarck, Mandan, all the way to Bemidji and points in between, Dilworth, West Fargo, up there in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, the region. Valley Dairy Store is part of that family. Wahpeton, they're everywhere. Castleton, a couple of locations. Valley Cities, where you get the home cooking, grab-and-go convenience off exit 292. Beef tips and gravy or scallop potatoes and ham. Harwood, Tater Tot Hot Dish today. Lasagna in Glendon. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Yulin, NP Avenue downtown. I-29 and 12th Avenue. I-29 and Harwood. Exit. Also, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Salisbury Steak today in exit 292 of Valley City. Tomorrow on the program, Laura Ness Owens will join us. She's the VP of Marketing Communications and Public Affairs for Bobcat Doosan. They have a neat new partnership. Have you heard about this, Kev? our country music aficionado, and Todd?
I have not.
Bobcat is now teamed up with Justin Moore. How cool is that?
Really?
Yes. I love it. So
he's a hot artist.
I know.
Sure.
So looking forward to that. Plus, Mark Wagner is going to be here tomorrow. We always get calls in Mark's on talking about trust, estate services, one of the best of the best. Wednesday, I'll be in Newtown at Fort Bears Casino, broadcasting live on the program. So I'm going to be out there Tuesday and Wednesday for a fundraiser for the Hawk Estates residents that lost their homes on Easter Sunday. 35 units
wow.
of folks displaced. I don't know why I didn't get much coverage.
Yeah, I didn't.
On Easter
something.
Sunday. But
I saw some of that over the weekend.
Last time I was up there, I was like, wow, I can't even believe this. So MyPillow and Mike Lindell donated a whole bunch of stuff. Got a whole trailer. Brett Erdman from New Leaf Hospitality hauling a trailer full up there. North Dakota Petroleum Foundation made a donation. We've had some other folks doing it. If you have anything to donate, you'd like brought up there, call our front desk. Jamie will take care of you and get you to me. Or you can text me at 701-367-2054. Okay? Back with our conversation with Kevin from Mississippi, who will also join us in the After the Show today. Watch for that on our social media website and frankspeech.com later. I remember when we were talking about George Floyd, Kevin, at the Black Lives Matter event, and you said something like, George Floyd didn't deserve to die. And, you know, that made me think, well, of course he did. Nobody deserves to die, right? Made in the image and likeness of God.
Exactly.
But the way the lines were drawn there, it was sort of like you felt like you had to explain, well, George Floyd was on drugs. George Floyd had a track record. George Floyd was passing counterfeit money. George Floyd was resisting arrest, right? But none of that means he deserved to die.
Correct.
What is your take on how George Floyd has been? I mean, if I go to a Twins game, there's a banner out in center field that says "Justice for George Floyd." Now that to me says he deserves justice, but cops don't. The cops are the bad guys. How do we balance these two?
You don't. You don't. There is no balance. I think what happens is whenever these things happen in our country, we get so focused on the individual that we forget about the one who created the individual. I think we turn our attention so much to the creation, which is, you know, people say justice for George Floyd or justice for so-and-so or justice for another name. And it's, we forget that, you know, he is the one who holds the justice. God is the one who holds the justice. And so.
So leave justice to him.
Leave justice to him. Justice should not be named alongside another individual. It should be named alongside God because he is the justifier.
My favorite theologian, besides the one that wrote the good book, is Pope John Paul II.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks a lot about suffering
right?
In all of his works and everything he's written and in his time on life. And one of my favorite stories was the Pope takes an audience from many, many people, and some cardinal came up who was hobbling along in crutches. And he got up to the Holy Father, and he complained about all the pain he was having from the leg. And the Pope whacked him in the shoulder and said, "Hey, don't waste your suffering." I mean, there's a redemptive factor in suffering.
Correct.
Right? I mean, to say, hey, this sucks. This is awful. This is
100%.
Terrible. But I'm going to offer this up. I'm going to lean into this a little bit and come out on the other side and recognize if I ask God for justice, I'll get it.
Right.
Is that a better approach than some of this victimhood?
Such a better approach. Well, when you actually think about it, if we understand that that God is the God of justice and we know that God is holy, we should be careful to beg for justice, because if we beg for justice, justice would have to come against us all, because we've all sinned against the one and holy God.
Wow. Wow. Very profound. Very good point. I'm going to play a clip, not now because we don't have time, but I'll paraphrase it, where the president was asked about Tim Scott's speech. Mm-hmm. Did you see it by chance? Tim Scott, a senator from South Carolina, gave a speech this week in response to an address that President Biden gave. And he was called Uncle Tim as a result. What do you think of people who call black people, such as yourself, that speak out in opposition to some of the social justice movement as Uncle Toms?
No, I think keep going. Obviously, if persecution comes towards you, you're obviously doing something right for the kingdom. Anybody who is disrespected or talked about or talked against, obviously there's something that they're talking about that's right, that's offending people. And the cross is offensive. The gospel is
there
offensive.
How old are you?
I know, right?
25.
Fantastic.
25-year-old.
Nice.
With unbelievable wisdom. God bless you, brother. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Welcome to North Dakota, too.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Yeah, it's home
Congrats
now.
Congrats on the marriage.
This is home.
Mississippi Ladies and gentlemen, transplant to North Dakota, Kevin, our guest. Watch him later.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
There's no terrain too tough for hypertrophy equipment, and Swanson Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines, turf vacs to clear the yard and eliminate dust, landscape equipment to handle tough debris, and verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanson locations. Gear up with hypertrophy equipment, available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanson strong.
WeFest is coming back, y'all, August 5th through the 7th in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Catch headliners Florida Georgia Line, Dierks Bentley, Blake Shelton, and many more bands. Grab your tickets and camping passes now at WeFest.com. See you there.
There's a whole bunch of reasons to love Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service, but honesty is right up there. Take it from another satisfied customer. Here's what she loves about Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service.
The thing I like best about going to Dave's Tire for all of my car repairs is that I feel like I'm being dealt with in an honest manner. Whether I go there for car repairs or new tires, or depending on what vehicle I'm there with, they always provide me with a detailed explanation of what they think I need, and we go through the costs. And they are very honest about explaining to me what is an urgent repair, what maybe could wait for a short amount of time, what maybe could wait for 6 months and then get it repaired. And then we go from there, and I can make a good decision based on that information.
Find out more about Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service at their great new website, davestire.net. Davestire.net. Stop and see them. 1225 Main Avenue East in West Fargo. Or give them a call at 701-277-8618. Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service.
What does the future hold for the Bakken? And what opportunities does it hold for you? The 2021 Williston Basin Petroleum Conference will answer these questions live and in person in Bismarck on May 11th through the 13th. Browse booths at the trade show and hear from investors, state and national leaders, and oil field experts. Virtual tickets are also available. Be sure to attend the WBPC live or online May 11th through the 13th. Visit WBPCND.com to reserve your spot today.
If you have an unfinished basement in your house and thinking about a different look for the floor, you should talk to Todd at Decorative Concrete Solutions. He can provide you with a beautiful, durable, granite-like finish that is perfect for basement floors, kitchen and bathroom countertops, bar counters, and fireplace hearths. Concrete is their canvas. Give your existing concrete an exciting new look that offers a stain-resistant and easy-to-clean surface. Call Todd at Decorative Concrete Solutions, 491-0844, 491-0844.
What's your investment strategy? Do you have one? Shooting from the hip or buying the hot stock of the day is not an investment strategy. Call the pros at Collins & Kroc. Set up your interview and start true wealth planning. Call Collins & Kroc Fargo, 701-235-0119. 235-0119. Collins & Kroc, Raymond James, life well planned. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Kroc is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
WeFest is coming back, y'all, August 5th through the 7th in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Catch headliners Florida Georgia Line, Dierks Bentley, Blake Shelton, and many more bands. Grab your tickets and camping passes now at WeFest.com. See